No, sorry. I don't really know how many Jaeger bombs you can have and still drive. You should ask someone with a better understanding of narcotics. Oh, no. Thanks. I never need numbing. Why would I want that? To numb myself from all of life's pain and cruelty? What a waste of my pleasure sensors. Excuse me. I see someone I just have to torment. Hello, handsome. Enjoying the degeneracy? I know, right? Well, makes two of us. Oh, you know. Bored and not nearly lubricated enough. You'd at least think they'd be able to provide decent drinks. Such a big party and not one single cauldron. Well, thank you. At least someone knows how to show a girl a good time. Now, I have a very important question for you. Is this seat taken? Oh, you misunderstand. I meant your lap. Of course. Do you know how long it took me to get ready tonight? Every leather strap, every inch of lace. I don't want to spoil it now. Besides, your lap is comfy. Well, this is definitely the best thing I've done all night. I'm glad you think so. Oh. Happy to sit on you whenever you're feeling it. So, perhaps you can answer something for me. How is it that everyone here is so much worse than I imagined? I've never seen so much neon in my life. And I thought I was judgy. I've heard them whispering vamp bitch all night. What? And give them the satisfaction of a reaction. Don't be silly. We came here to see what all the fuss is about. And that's what we're doing. So, thus far, the hype is eluding me. I came here with the lowest of expectations, and I am still astonished. They really have outdone themselves. And I'm predicting that not one of them will even pass out. Well, it would make for some entertainment. I'm kidding. The only thing worse than staleness would be mass hysteria. I think we could both go without that tonight. Well, that was nice. I do think we should try it again, though. Better. Definitely better. But I think if we're being brutal, we could still do a little better. I taught you well. Hush. Sweetheart, the more you protest, the more I just don't believe you. I have another question. Why are we here when we could be alone and doing something far more interesting? I know. I do ask the best questions. Come on. We're wasting our time here. If we wanted banality, we could watch daytime TV. If that wasn't proof that we should never socialize again. All those bright, shiny, sweaty faces. Just desperate to be seen and heard. What? No. I'm not angry with them. I felt sorry for them. They don't want to feel it. The depths of themselves. The humanity. The loneliness. So they numb themselves. Flinging themselves into people and promises they can't possibly fulfill. It's sad. I wonder why they're so scared of it. It's like they'd rather pretend than deal with any of it. Than deal with who they are. It doesn't make any sense to me. I suppose not. I suppose they feel the same way about us. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're not the same as someone else, you're bound to be a freak. What? I think you're underestimating me. I'm fine with being a freak. You really think I'm gonna let someone else's opinion of me get me down? I don't think so. They're welcome to their opinion, just like I am to mine. Who knows? Maybe we're both wrong. It's exciting, isn't it? Who is the real freak? Oh, it's definitely me. Well, I think you're gonna have to include yourself in there, aren't you? Excuse me. Who is the real freak? The freak or the freak kissing the freak? Exactly. Now please be quiet and do that thing where you nibble my lip. Yes, I did. Oh, yeah. Remember how nervous you were in the beginning? You used to forget to breathe when we kissed. And then you break off like you were coming up for air. Don't be. It made me want to keep you. Well, up until that point, it was pretty touch and go. You're mine now. I might wear the collar, but you are definitely the pet. You're lucky I have an appreciation for the aesthetic. I wouldn't let just anyone leash me. You are happy with me, right? Shush. I'm trying to be sweet. Or at the very least, attentive. I just... You don't ever feel embarrassed about the way I am. The way I dress and stuff. Just checking. But it's not like it's a fetish either, right? I mean, that's not why we're together. I don't know. I guess I just wonder if I don't stay this way, if one day I want to change, or even if I just don't want to wear this stuff as much. Maybe you wouldn't want me anymore. Of course I don't think you're shallow. It's just that there's so many guys that are just like, I want a goth girlfriend. That's it. It doesn't matter what she's like, what she's thinking, or even who she is. Just as long as she's got pale skin and wears leather. You like me without all this? You promise? I like you too. Even with that goofy face. And your penchant for jokers. I saw you looking at them the other day. Did it give you some ideas, tough guy? I know it's not just the makeup, or the outfits, or even the nihilism. It's the same for me. I just like you. Even if you change, or decide to try something new, I'll still like you. I don't know why I ever doubted you. I mean, you're clearly just here for my tits. I never said that was a bad thing.